This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Robbie wants the dirt and skinny on COVID. How much longer is this going to go on for? Robbie, I wish I could tell you. I thought this sucker would be gone last year, because I was following what happened with the original SARS, started in December, went to 2002, went until the last case, I think, reported was end of May, but they officially called the outbreak over by July 2003, and I was hoping something similar would have happened. And that's because I was trying to follow regular coronavirus and virus logic. And when everybody said, this is different, I'm like, why is this different? How do you guys know it's different? And I know Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci have been going back and forth. There's been a lot of accusations going on. But I wouldn't be surprised if America knew, yeah, this is one of the viruses that we're being played around with. It's another leak. And so whatever we thought, when a doctor goes, well, technically in immunology, this happens, which I've done, right? Because that's why I'm here. I'm a physician. I've had years of schooling, and I'm supposed to express my medical opinion, but I also like to give you guys the news as it comes. That's based on non-tinkered with, non-leaked, non-possible seditious, you know, and manipulated possible pathogens. If you're asking me, what are we looking at? What is the true future of a virus such as this? I would be completely negligent to try to even fathom a more definitive answer, because I don't think we've ever dealt with anything like this. And maybe this is, you know, give the benefit of the doubt, maybe this is a brand new, spanking new virus that climate change caused. And I think we could all agree that this is not something we've seen before. So at that point, as we're starting to see the surges, I think now this Delta variant is comprising about 83% of the cases. I think the grim reality is unless the variants get kiboshed and the variants die out, this could continue. Now, we are being told, and I believe it, all right, and I am embracing the theory, that if you vaccinate enough individuals, we'll be able to squash the virus. And the reason why I believe that is we have been able to control polio, smallpox, chickenpox outbreaks, measles. We have. We've been pretty lucky. We've never really used this mRNA vaccine, but the technology's been around since the 90s. And it's kind of cool in that it's not supposed to enter the DNA. And we could fine tweak it depending on the genetic analysis of a certain virus. So I have a lot of optimism. It's just I think we're definitely going to be plagued by this well into next year. Maybe longer. I hope not. So, you know, we were discussing last hour, if vaccinated individuals could possibly be spreading the virus. Yeah, not as much of a viral load as unvaccinated, but absolutely. This Delta variant, we're going to need some really, really hard facts before anybody can actually give an honest prediction and prognosis to you all. And we're not going to have the accuracy, unfortunately, because many people don't want to be tested for COVID. What we really, really need is anybody who's been vaccinated that has at all any symptoms of cold, runny nose, or whatever, should get swabbed. And we need to find out how many cases, right, are currently in vaccinated individuals. The CDC stopped counting. Once they hit 10,000, they were like, look, you know, probably because they didn't want to scare people into not getting the vaccine. Because, you know, the whole narrative was, look, if you get the vaccine, you're going to be fine. That was the simple, easy. But the truth of the matter is, you know, you could still get COVID. Hopefully, it protects you from hospitalization and death, and it seems to be doing a good job of that. But still, I'm hearing that there's hospitalized patients in the hospital that were vaccinated. So we need some real hard data before we could figure out what the prognosis is and how we move forward, is exactly how many vaccinated individuals out there can actually have COVID at any time. And if it turns out that you being vaccinated can still, you know, put you, you know, you being vaccinated can still, you can still carry the virus, you can still get the virus like anybody else, then that will steer our approach a little differently. I don't think we could all live in masks. I don't think we could all live at 6 foot social distancing. I don't think it worked because we tried that. We tried masks. We tried social distancing. We still had the variants. So if we find out that vaccinated individuals don't have the virus, are not carrying the virus, and that most of these people are unvaccinated, there's our answer. Unvaccinated individuals are the crux of these variants being very resurgent, and we need to really, really triple our efforts on vaccination. But if vaccinated individuals are getting sick too, and vaccinated individuals are also spreading it, then we might need to have more of a different approach of, well, why don't we then start to work on maybe more effective vaccines that might, you know, prevent even the mild cases from taking hold, and maybe more monoclonal antibody treatment. So that's my answer there. 1-877-DR-PHILLY.
This report is brought to you by Merck. With more time spent at home during the pandemic, we've become master do-it-yourselfers, taking on many new projects. But one task we may not have tackled is our health, even if something isn't right. If you are at increased risk for lung cancer and have an unexplained cough lasting more than 3 weeks or shortness of breath, talk to your doctor today. Introducing Angela Criswell of GoTo Foundation for Lung Cancer.
Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in the U.S. When diagnosed at a late stage, the 5-year survival rate is just 6%, but rises to nearly 60% when caught early. If you have been delaying medical care due to COVID-19, schedule a visit with your doctor now, especially if you were at risk for lung cancer and experiencing possible symptoms.
Do it for yourself and go see your doctor today. For more information, visit DIFYlung.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason and Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I remember years ago on my show, somebody asked how often should they be cleaning their bed sheets. All right, and I know that probably wasn't the biggest, exciting day in the ratings for the show, but I thought it was a very, very practical answer for people to ask, you know, and it was, you know, look, are we supposed to be washing our sheets every day? Are we supposed to be showering every day? And we've kind of spoken about how our approach should be in terms of being clean, but not being too clean because the body has certain defense mechanisms against pathogens. And some of these defense mechanisms is the bacteria that colonize our skin. You know, one of the reasons why we don't pick our nose and we tell our kids to not pick their nose is because, one, is it's kind of disgusting and we don't want them to eat the boogers. And I understand they're salty, but, you know, that's just not a good idea. But the reason why we tell them not to do it is because our noses are dirty. I mean, we have, you know, bacteria, staphylococcus, in the nose that is supposed to help ward off other pathogens. We've spoken about the vagina being a hostile environment, right? We talked about how, and I'm not saying this to upset any women, but the vagina is designed to be hostile because it is supposed to prevent pathogens from coming up into the cervix and then sadly infecting a fetus. So we've kind of come to learn that we need to be very, very careful and share this earth and share our bodies with other pathogens. We don't talk to kids too much about that because when they do learn about bugs and they see mites and bacteria and viruses under microscopes, it freaks them out. And as we're trying to teach kids to keep their hands clean and hand wash and all that, if they realized that their belly button or their ear canal or, you know, whatever, you know, has these things growing on them, they all freak out. And so, you know, in fact, you know, there's some theories out there that some people who have been accused of having mental illness might not necessarily be mentally ill, but might actually have the awareness of the presence of some of these so that they might actually be able to feel the mite that's crawling on them. You know, mites live in our eyelashes. I mean, you could really start to get very paranoid about things when you really start to kind of look and learn. For me, I'm like, who cares? You know, if they like being there, they could be there. So now the question is what about our bed? You know, how dirty are our beds? Oh, our beds get dirty. Our sheets get dirty. But if you remember, there was a study last year that looked at the dust of children's beds and remnants left by mites. And it found how it affected children's bacteria, children's microbiome. And they found that some of the dust mites and dust on kids' beds, infants' beds, might actually play a role in reducing their risk of asthma, allergies, and autoimmune diseases later in life. Now, this week in the news, microbiologist Manal Muhammad warned of the risk of germs that can reside in our beds. And warned people about sleeping in dirty beds. So what exactly is going on here? Well, when we sleep, we shed a lot of dead skin. We have sweat, we have saliva, tears, other fluids. Our hair falls out, and whatever's on our hair, oils from our body, and then other bodily fluids that might come out on the sheets. And so we might not see these things. It might be microscopic, let's say. But we have to assume that one night of sleep leaves a lot of remnants. If you had sex on top of that, there's probably a lot more that can be left. And not only on the sheet, on the pillow, on the mattress cover. Some of us eat in bed. Now, we don't really eat in bed, you know, because we don't eat late. I try to finish dinner by 4 or 5 o'clock because I don't like eating late. But when I had, when I rented a room, you know, from an apartment, you lived in that room. And I'd maybe cook in the kitchen and I'd bring my food back to my room. And so I ate, slept, studied in bed. Everything happened in that bed. And so you could get food crumbs. Those food crumbs could spoil, also collect pathogens. And then headboards could have dust, cobwebs, especially if you're not very active. So that's assuming you're healthy. Imagine if you're sick and you got some pink eye, or you have a yeast infection, or you have a staph infection on your body. You could, you know, or ringworm. That gets on the bed surfaces. And we haven't even stopped there yet. That's just human. what happens when your five cats and dog, like I do, all try to cuddle on the bed? And they decide to go outside for a pee-pee before they do that. And now they bring in anything from the outside. So the possibilities of germs are endless. And remember last month we found a scorpion. My guess is we also have some scorpions in the bed and some other bugs. So is it all that bad? Well, Gupta et al. Studied bed dust and pathogens, like we talked about in infant beds, suggested that infants that were exposed to more of these pathogens had a wider diversity and resilience in their airway microbiota. They also found that if you had a household with more siblings, there was more bacteria and fungal richness in the house, which correlated with a protection against asthma and other atopic or allergic illnesses. Now, this has followed previous studies, which demonstrated, let's say, if kids are exposed to pets early on. If you remember, there was a study published in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology, and it found that higher levels of cockroach, mouse, and cat allergens in dust samples collected from the homes of kids during the first 3 years of life were actually linked to a lower risk of asthma by age 7. And I was very, very fortunate to have two kids without asthma, but we had adopted rescue dogs prior to them being born. We adopted Sushi 1 month before Stone was born. Not on purpose, just happened. And then Nagi, we got her 1 month before Brock was born. So we actually had the pets before they even entered the house. So they were kind of exposed early on. Maybe there is something to that. So then how often should we clean our beds? So I told you guys a few years ago on the show, I would probably do it as long, if you're not having an active sex life, a couple times a week. If you have an active sex life after sex, that's what I would do. The Sleep Foundation suggests to change bed sheets once a week on average, but if pets sleep with you, do it more often. Now, I don't know how many of them were on the bed last night. Probably about four of them, four of my six pets. It was ridiculous. And I mean, I don't even know what I'm going to do because, you know, they keep me off that they, you know. So for me, I wash my sheets a lot more often. WebMD suggests that if you have comforters, blankets, duvet covers every 1 to 2 months. If you don't use a top sheet, then you need to wash them when you do your sheets. So if your comforter is basically your sheet, you're going to have to wash it more often because it touches your body. Mattress pad, they suggest 4 times a year. Your bed skirt every 3 to 6 months. I would say that's okay, but if you have infants and kids, I would do it every 2 to 3 uses. Honestly, I had two boys. There is no way those sheets, they would pee through their diaper. Anyway. So, look, I'm into microbiomes. I think that's cool. I also think you sleep better. There's been some studies that you sleep better when it's a used sheet versus a freshly new sheet. And I get that. But, you know, you got to air the bed out because, you know, it gets moist and there's mold and fungus. And if you have a cut, if you have an open wound that you don't know about, the stuff is getting in. And so I really think you could be exposing yourself. You know, so I vote for common sense. If you don't like having bodily fluids on you when you walk around outside or go to work, you probably shouldn't be sleeping in them. So if your sheets get dirty, wash them out. If your sheets are not getting dirty and you only sleep in the bed, maybe a couple times a week. But, you know, common sense. And if you have a cat or dog that go into the potty box and they, you know, think they need to kind of wipe it on your pillow because it's softer, I would just throw the pillow out. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Yes, The pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jeff Bezos is speaking after taking a flight to the edge of space.
It was a perfectly novel mission. It was so much fun and meaningful, too.
That audio courtesy of NBC News, he blasted off from West Texas this morning. The rift between Senator Rand Paul and Dr. Tony Fauci is growing. During a tense hearing on Capitol Hill, Paul suggested Fauci lied to Congress, and Fauci fired back.
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. This paper that you were referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function.
Gain of function referring to research that gives a virus new capabilities like making it more contagious. This is USA Radio News. A federal judge is siding with the university when it comes to mandatory vaccines for students.
A federal judge has ruled that Indiana University's requirement that students get vaccinated against COVID before returning to campus in the fall can stand for now. The ruling denies a request for a preliminary injunction of the policy while a lawsuit from a group of 8 students works its way through the courts. That suit arguing that the school's policy violates the 14th Amendment. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Firefighters in southern Oregon are gaining some ground on the country's largest wildfire. The bootleg fire is 30% contained after making its way through over 364,000 acres. Meanwhile, the Beckwith Complex fire on the Sierra Nevada mountain range is 88% contained after burning through over 115,000 acres in Northern California. The fire center says Montana leads the way with 18 large fires, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I cannot stand studies that go, oh, women seem to do better. Patients lived longer if they had a female doctor. I hate those. I think those studies just kind of brew some animosity. As you guys know, I don't sit here and do a lot of girl power stuff, and women are better than men. I don't think anybody's better than anybody. I don't think. I think maybe there are certain advantages that some genders have versus with some things. But on the most part, there is no way you're going to convince me that a female doctor is better than a male doctor or a male doctor is better than a female doctor. It's just not going to happen. All right? So, you know, when we do have a study, say there's a lower mortality rate by hospitalized patients if the internist was a female, I'm like, okay, fine. You know, I'm like, yeah, that's very nice. You know, and you know, I report it because it's news. And, but, you know, I'm not trying to make a statement like, you know, if you're going to be in the hospital, only ask for a girl. I just don't think that's, one concern a lot of people have with Kamala Harris is if she does become president, if Biden decides to promote her, you know, trying to make, you know, a very big progressive move and end his political legacy with a bang. If Kamala doesn't do a good job, it could ruin it for women. If she does a great job, does that really mean she represents all women? So, you know, I just don't like the stereotypes. And last thing we need is any more animosity. But because we're scientists, it's worth looking at. So in this one study that was published in JAMA, they looked at 171,000 hospitalized patients who averaged on age about 73. I think they ranged from like in the 50s to the 80s. Of those patients, about half were men, half were women. They were admitted to wards of seven different Canadian hospitals. And the attending physicians, there were 172 doctors. 54 were female and 118 were male. And they found that patients treated by female physicians died less often than those treated by male. Only 4.8% to 5.2%, but still significantly significant. And so they already kind of, you know, took out, you know, certain characteristics like age and where they practiced and, you know, years after medical school and specialty, whether it was a family medicine or internal medicine. And they also tried to, filter out if there could be some patient biases. But for the most part, they just found pretty objectively that female doctors seem to have less of a mortality rate. Now, there could be a whole slew of reasons for this. I mean, it could be that some of the frequent revolving door patients who had their male doctor there for years, because a lot of males have been in the field longer than females, kept seeing Dr. Smith. And Dr. Smith might, because he's been there so long, has an older population base, and they might be a more, you know, they might then have a higher mortality because they've been there longer and they're older and they have more, shall we say, recurrent, let's say, COPD exacerbations or CHF exacerbations. Maybe some of the field, the female doctors were new hires, so they got some of the more new admits. And the new admits were, you know, get better, go see your doctor. And, you know, the study wasn't perfect. They did find that female doctors seemed to order more tests than the male, more CTs, MRIs, things like that, but they said that had no bearing on the mortality. I know for me, I ordered more tests because I was trained that there were doctors getting sued for failure to diagnose. And I go, I'm not going to fail to diagnose. If this person thinks they have cancer, I have a suspicion they have cancer, I'm going to hunt for it. And I did. And I would find cancer. That didn't necessarily mean I was a better doctor. That was just the way I practiced. And so, somebody who doesn't need a test, in fact, that's how really we were trained. I remember getting yelled at because somebody had an appendicitis and an inflamed appendix, and I ordered a CT to confirm. And it was an old school doctor, and they were yelling at us, going, why are you ordering a CT? That's a waste of money. If it's an appendix, it's an appendix. I go, yeah, but the surgeons are going to yell at me if I don't order it because they need it. Yeah, but I mean, you need to tell me. I want you to diagnose without the test. I go, I think it's an appendicitis. I was right. But they didn't want us doctors to use tests to diagnose. They wanted us to be able to diagnose by history and physical. And so thank God I got to go through that training before all the tech, because I think that made you a better doctor. So are females at an advantage? Is it the motherly instinct? Is it that we baby the patients? Are we better listeners? I'm not saying this could be the case, but, you know, we are seeing study after study saying, yeah, patients seem to do better under the female doctor. But could it also be that nobody wants to publish a study saying dudes are better doctors? Is it because if somebody does come up with that study, they're going to think it's sexist, so it doesn't go far? I don't know. Another study that we talked about, I think about a year ago, is it was in, actually 2018, a study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences said that if women have suffered a heart attack, they may have a better chance of surviving if their physician was a woman. They looked at 580,000 heart attack cases over 19 years. 13.3% died after being treated by a male doctor compared to 12% who were cared for by a female. Now, I explained this years ago, where I am hearing that because of a lot of the accusations of he touched my chest or he put a stethoscope on my breast, I heard that many male doctors, after a lot of that, those accusations were going around, were like, you know what, I'll just send you to cardio. Whereas we females were like, okay, I'm going to get in there. I mean, we just do. And so, I noticed that too. I noticed that I was in a residency. My class had four of us, three boys and me. And so all the OBs and gyn ended up coming to me because the male residents are like, look, I could be your doctor, but, you know, if you feel more comfortable with a female, we have Dr. Dahlia Wax. And they're like, okay, yeah, I'll take a female. So I end up getting all of them. So I am a lot more comfortable in gynecological and breast exams than I think a lot of male colleagues, because when a patient says, I want a female, they don't seem to get that extra training. So there's a chance that if something does involve the chest, female doctors might just go right in, just move those boobs away, going, I'm going to take a listen. Whereas the male's like, okay, I'm going to just, can you lift your breast? Can you move your breast over? And I think there's that hesitation, and I think that there's that limitation. So I'm not surprised with the heart attack issue. But if there are some advantages that a female may have, I think that is something that then medical students and doctors might need to look at in terms of how to enhance them. Interestingly, though, I did a study with a bunch of students who have now graduated on patient ratings of doctors. And I have thought that the female doctors would rate higher. They didn't. Overall, male doctors rated higher than females. So that's another interesting fact. You know, is it because people expect a female doctor to be all touchy-feely and motherly, and they're like, what the heck did you do to yourself? Really? Really? You're not taking your insulin? What the hell? I wasn't very touchy-feely, warm and fuzzy a lot of times with my patients. I'm like, you're flipping kidding me, really? You know, and so maybe they didn't expect that. Maybe, you know, and I'm like, look, you know, I was trained by men. That's all I know how to be, and I was just very upfront to the point. You got to lose weight, dude. So, interestingly, that was in the Journal of Patient Experience. It's a really good study. Check it out. I've co-authored it. Hey, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I saved plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Michael commented on the last segment that maybe women are afraid they have something more to prove, so they're a lot more careful. We were talking about a study showing female doctors appear to have had a lower morbidity meaning less of their patients die in the hospital by a small number, less. It could be that. It could be that women feel like they always have, to prove themselves. So maybe they're being extra careful. It's a thought. It's a thought, you know. All right, interesting. All right, let's go back to COVID. Let's just kind of give you guys updates on what's going on. Right now, the Delta variant is accounting for 83% of the U.S. cases. Health officials are continuing to see a surge. It is a dramatic increase from the week of July 3rd, when the variant accounted for about 50% of genetically sequenced coronavirus cases. Now, mind you, this is a percentage. We could trust the number on that in that the... If they have a number of cases and they're testing them and genetically sequencing them, then this is a percentage of what they have. In terms of a percentage of how many people have it, that we don't know because people are using telemedicine. And if they have a cold or they're sick and they get me, and I'm like, you know what, this could be COVID. You might want to get yourself checked out. And a lot of them say, no way. I don't have COVID. I've been vaccinated. Leave me alone. We're not going to have those numbers. So, and I get it. I get you guys are tired and fatigued by it. I get that. I know. So, the Delta variant, we do believe that the vaccination does provide a good amount of protection. It's not 100%. So, but it is something to consider. The U.S., to seriously consider if you can. The U.S. recorded 52,111 new COVID cases yesterday, with a 7-day rolling average of 34,682, which is a 224% increase from the 10,678 average from a few weeks ago. They say nearly every state, with the exception of Montana and Iowa and the District of Columbia, have seen infections rise in the last week. CDC Director Dr. Michelle Walensky said on Tuesday that the Indian, quote, Delta variant is spreading. Southwestern Missouri, the nation's COVID hotspot, the health department reported 251 COVID-19 patients, surpassing the record from the winter surge set in December. They say Louisiana has seen cases soar 115% from 650 per day to 1,398 per day in the last 14 days. The state had to open, their largest hospital had to open an entirely new floor for new COVID patients. So sadly, we are dealing with some surges. I am very, very interested and intrigued by what the numbers are in terms of how many of those being hospitalized are vaccinated or not. I could just tell you from my own experience, in terms of people calling in, and I'm licensed in Colorado and Wisconsin and Mississippi and Alabama and North Dakota and Minnesota. I'm licensed in multiple states, Arizona, Washington State. I'm finding that when people are calling in and sounding like they have COVID, I'll ask, have you been vaccinated? About 80% are not. 20% are. But about 80% that sound like they have, you know, early signs of original COVID, they go, no, I didn't get vaccinated. So the B1.617.2 variant, the Delta variant, is currently averaging around 277 fatalities a day. States like Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Missouri, they are having hospitals starting to fill up. And so, sadly, we're concerned. In fact, I believe the U.S. is now making recommendations for us to... I think we have advisories in terms of flying to the U.K. And I believe because of the U.K., let me see if I could get the exact verbiage from the State Department. The State Department is asking for us to avoid travel. It's a do not travel advisory. There's tons of them. Remember we told you they were going to add tons of countries to this, not only because of crime and cartel, but because of COVID. Well, the UK, you know, because of, you know, how well they were doing with the vaccine and we were doing with the vaccine, you know, we still were able to kind of get back and forth. People were really, really excited. Unfortunately, now the level warnings are level 4, which is the state's highest. They're not binding, but they do come after airline executives and other members of the travel industry have pressed the Biden administration to loosen existing COVID travel restrictions. So the United States has had an entry ban in place for non-U.S. citizens from the EU, the UK and other countries for much of the coronavirus pandemic. They were originally implemented by President Trump, but several European nations have recently opened their doors to international visitors. Canada, though, did on Monday say it will allow fully vaccinated U.S. citizens into the country for non-essential travel starting August 9th. And that was interesting that Canada had come out with that suggestion because, you know, now that we're seeing the U.S. surge. But then again, I do believe by August 9th, you see how they gave us a few weeks, right? I think by August 9th, to get a little better idea. They have not had a new wave, it appears. They do have some cases, but they're actually on the downslope. They've been on the downslope for a while. So it will be interesting to see if things change and then if they change that advice. Sadly, we're still seeing cases among multiple countries, and not only in addition to the U.S., but also India, Brazil, Russia, as we said, the U.K., Germany, Iran, Indonesia, Poland, Mexico, the Ukraine. Netherlands has reported about 6,600 cases, Philippines, Iraq, Bangladesh. So sadly, we're still not out of the woods. So what's going on in terms of states? How are we looking? Well, when you see the states with the most cases, they kind of parallel also their population. So California has had 3.8 million. Well, California is the most populous state. Texas, 3 million cases. Florida, 2.4 million. New York, 2.1 million. Illinois, 1.4 million cases. Pennsylvania, 1.2 million cases. Georgia, 1.14 million cases. Ohio, 1.1 million cases. New Jersey, 1 million cases. North Carolina, 1 million cases. You know, when people say the states with the most cases, it's the red states. Well, not entirely. It's a mix. The states with the most deaths, sadly, California, 64,000. New York, 53,000. Texas, 52,000. Florida, 38,000. Pennsylvania, 27,000 deaths. New Jersey, 26,000 deaths. Illinois, 25,000 deaths. Georgia, 21,000 deaths. Michigan, 21,000. And Ohio, 20,000 deaths. So I find those numbers concerning, and I like to kind of identify as to why that might happen. If the death rate correlates with the number of cases, where the top five states, California, Texas, Florida, New York, and Illinois, end up being similar, California, New York, Texas, Florida, then those numbers parallel. The more people infected, the more people that can die. But when you see Pennsylvania shoot up to number five as the states with the most deaths, but they were number six with the states with the most cases, then you wonder, okay, well, what could have been an issue? Was it ventilators? Was it hospitals? But it's still close enough, you know. It looks like the list parallel, but Michigan had 21,000 deaths, and they did not make the states with the most cases. So then when you do see a higher death percentage in a state, it does warrant some investigation in terms of what could have happened. You know, I know Michigan was on the forefront of vaccines. They did have some issues with shipment. Remember, there was one issue, I think, with the freezer or the temperature of one batch. But, you know, like I said, we're still trying to figure stuff out. But California, New York, Texas, Florida, still sadly ranking at the top of the list. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time.
at ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.